And this is AM 580 WILL. I'm Todd Gleason with an update of the marketplaces that opened on this beautiful July the 22nd. A Monday, futures in Chicago were trading lower in the corn pit overnight and at this hour down about 5 to 6 cents for the day. Soybeans are up 3 to 13 cents depending on whether it's a deferred or a nearby market. And the wheat futures are down about 3 cents at the hour. Taking a look at the livestock numbers very quickly. Futures there are showing the live cattle just about 12 and a half cents lower. Feeder cattle are up 17 and a half. And hogs are down 15 cents at the hour. A quick look at what's been happening in the agricultural news for the morning. High fertilizer prices and some ample raw material supplies tempted many manufacturers to draw up some plans for expanded nitrogen manufacturing plants this year, whether even a portion of those projects make it to paper to concrete. And steel is increasingly being questioned at this time. Scouts on this year's hard red spring wheat and durum tour will likely see some prevented planting in North Dakota, but otherwise late planted fields are catching up. Some quality is expected to be really pretty good across those areas. And the corn plant, as you probably already know, is a great crop. It has both male and female parts, and that helps it make it through years like 2013. Finally, the familiar ping off the windshield, which is usually a first clue the Japanese beetles are flying and feeding, is beginning to happen, and some growers are urged to scout. Speaking of insects, soybean aphid populations are picking up a speed in the Midwest, particularly in some of the more northern states of Minnesota, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Michigan, and Wisconsin. If you listen in one of those areas or you happen to be in the northern part of Illinois, you might pay attention to what's happening on your windshield.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Now here's Drew Lerner with an update of today's weather forecast.
U.S. Midwest weather has become a little bit more interesting over the weekend after rainfall failed to develop across portions of the region. The areas of greatest concern now are from Nebraska through Iowa into portions of Illinois and southward into eastern Texas and much of the U.S. Delta. All of these areas have low soil moisture, and crop stress is becoming more and more significant as each dry day goes by. The need for significant rain continues to be moderately strong, and we will have to find some kind of significant rain event sometime soon in order to protect the quality and the yield of some of these summer crops across these areas. The forecast this week is certainly not offering a tremendous change in the precipitation prospects. Right now, it looks as though the majority of the region will continue to struggle for precipitation of significance and will most likely run into an environment here where most of the region is going to need a soaking rain right away in order to protect the production potential. The earliest that we could see significant rain across Iowa and portions of Illinois may be this coming weekend or early next week. I don't want to imply there won't be any rainfall between now and then, but that's going to be the best opportunity for a more significant amount of rain to fall. The showers that occur over these next several days are certainly not likely to be very significant, and net drying will still be the case. Now, some areas in Kansas and Missouri and southeastern portions of Nebraska may see some greater rainfall this week, and they could see some improvement in topsoil moisture and a little bit less stress, and perhaps better yield potentials might come out of it. But areas to the northeast, including Iowa and northern Missouri and Illinois, may have a much tougher time getting significant precipitation out of the same weather pattern. Some of those showers in Kansas and Missouri may ultimately end up down in the Delta, and that would help to improve crops there. But again, in all cases, we're not going to see a significant change in subsoil moisture, and stress potentials will still be high a little bit later in the summer season if these areas manage to dry back down again, which is probable. For the eastern Midwest, it looks like most areas are doing relatively well. Ohio and Indiana and Kentucky are still favorably moist, and we do expect to see that pattern prevailing for a while. The overall bottom line continues to be one that's going to support good yields in those areas. We expect most of the Midwest to see the same kind of pattern with scattered showers this week, but most of the precipitation is probably not going to be very healthy. And the temperature bias will continue to be somewhat milder this week, with 70 and 80 degree highs likely in most areas except in the southwestern Corn Belt, where some lower 90s will occur today and tomorrow. the temperatures will begin to warm up again late this coming weekend into next week, at which time we'll likely see, again, greater amounts of crop stress for those areas that have failed to get significant rainfall across portions of the region. The outlook for temperatures next week is really not that far from normal, with highs running in the 80s and lower 90s in a fair amount of the Midwest, with the western areas warmest. The Southwest in particular could see some temperatures maybe back in the middle 90s by the middle part of next week. That's not likely to be real common, but we'll continue to monitor that as time moves along. There are no ridges of high pressure that are going to settle into the Midwest and prevail for any great length of time over this coming week to 10 days. And that will help to reduce the amount of stress that will occur in some of these crops. It does leave the door open for opportunity for showers and thunderstorms, which is of critical importance while some of these areas in the western Corn Belt are getting too dry. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
It's Monday morning, the 22nd day of July. Aaron Curtis is out of the office at Midco, but Pete Manhart is there at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, and joins us now to take a look at what happened in the overnight trade. Thanks so much. Pete, how are you doing today?
Yeah, we're doing fine. It's mixed trade as usual based on weather forecasts.
Yeah, well, we just got done listening to Drew, and while there is some rainfall that came into the Midwest, our part of the world overnight, it looks like it's not been a lot in Iowa, parts of Minnesota, Nebraska may be in a bit of trouble at this time.
Yep, it's not as good as expected, but there's forecasts of more coming for the next few days, so we've still got corn down 5 to 6 across the board. And beans, whole crop showing its tightness by being up 15 at 15.05, and a new crop's been down 9, but it's also been up 8. We're up 4 right now. So I think the beans and places are looking worse than the corn. Corn's got good height in most places, but this heat of the last week during tasseling could have done things that people don't know yet.
Yeah, I made a run from here to the middle part of the state. That's from Champaign to Springfield yesterday. Actually, the corn looked really good. The tassels were out, but they were just beginning to start shed. So maybe things will be better than expected.
Yeah, 80 to 85, 88 is a lot better than 90 to 95 for spreading those things around.
Yeah, what do you think the trade will look like for the rest of the day today?
I think we're going to continue to see old crop beans lead us up and try to hold beans up. I think corn is going to have a heck of a time unless the weather forecast changes with the noon hour information from to the plus side. I think we're going to stay negative until we find out that, it didn't rain.
Anything else to watch other than the weather?
You always have to watch for how much China's buying of everything. They've been buying everything lately, and that could help push things around if they announce a bunch of buys.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the closing market, rather on the opening market report to take a look at the marketplace. Don't forget to join us again at the midday. We'll bring that to you in just about an hour here at 10 minutes until the hour of 10 o'clock Central Time.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Well, let's do take a look at the numbers as they are trading in Chicago at this hour. Futures from the soft red winter wheat pit are down 0.75 cents in the nearby September at $6.63 3/4. December futures at $6.74 3/4, just a 0.5 cent lower. March contract there unchanged at $6.85 1/2. The hard red in Kansas City is trading December futures at $7.17 1/2. That's a penny and a half higher on the afternoon. September corn futures at $5.40 are down 4 cents. December at $4.95 3/4, a nickel lower. The March contract at 507.5, down 5.25, and on its last trade, the May futures at 514.75, down 5.75. July of next year at 520 in the corn pit, down 6.5 cents at this hour. August soybeans at $15.45, 13.75 cents lower, higher. September up 7.25, 13.33 1/4, and November at $12.78, that's up 4 cents. January beans 12.83 1/4, 4 higher, and the March at 12.82, up 4.25. Next year's July soybeans at $12.78, 3.75 cents higher. Oat futures are trading 356.5, a penny and a half higher. Bean meal futures at $4.94.40, up $12. Bean oil at $45.49, that's a penny lower on the afternoon. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's the top of the hour, 9 o'clock Central Time. Live cattle futures in Chicago trading the August at 121.97.5, down 12.5 cents. That was its settlement price from off Friday afternoon. Feeders finished 17.5 higher then, and the hogs finished at 15 cents lower. We'll update the mercantile exchange numbers, of course, at our next update in just about 1 hour. Here's what the weather forecast in the Urbana-Champaign area says for this afternoon. A 40% chance of showers, a few thunderstorms, those mainly before 1 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny skies, otherwise high near 86 today. On a south-southwest wind at 5 to 7 miles an hour tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the area. Mostly cloudy, a low of 69. South-southwest winds at 5 to 7. And on Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, and a high near 84 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 6 to 13 miles per hour. I'm Todd Gleason.